USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Idaho student's murder suspect, Brian Koberger, briefly appeared in court on Thursday, where he waived his right to a speedy preliminary hearing. What this essentially means is that he will not appear in a courtroom again until June 26th. His defense team also filed a request for discovery and information about a co-defendant. The probable cause affidavit does not identify a co-defendant. Thursday's storms in the South USA have taken a toll.
So far, at least six people are reported dead in Alabama following storms Thursday. The fatalities reported in Autauga County, and officials in the city of Selma said there was, quote, significant damage there. Governor Kay Ivey's declared a state of emergency for at least six counties, while Georgia is under a statewide emergency. Thousands of customers in both states were without power as of Thursday evening. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lisa Marie Presley, the only child of Elvis Presley, has died at the age of 54 years old. Her mother, Priscilla Presley, made the announcement. Paramedics were called to a home in Calabasas, California, Thursday mid-morning. Craig Little, a spokesman for the county's fire department, said the call for help was for a woman in full cardiac arrest. Calabasas, California, is a 30-minute drive northwest from downtown Los Angeles. House Republicans on Monday night voted to slash funding for the Internal Revenue Service. Passing along party lines, the bill would rescind tens of billions of dollars, preventing the hiring of an additional 87,000 IRS agents. President Biden whispered his response Wednesday.
Well, let me be very clear. If any of these bills make it to my desk, I will veto them.
National Football League playoffs start up this weekend. Games on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
FTX cryptocurrency exchange leader and number two money donor for the Democrat Party continues to claim his innocence. Victoria Idoni has more.
I didn't steal the funds, and I certainly didn't stash billions away, Bankman-Fried said of how he ran FTX, his now bankrupt cryptocurrency firm. It was the 30-year-old's biggest public defense since pleading not guilty to 8 counts of fraud and other charges brought against him by the Justice Department last month. He's currently under house arrest at his parents' home in Palo Alto, California, and is set to go on trial for those charges later this year. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
A new special counsel investigation into top-secret documents being found in President Biden's home and office puts into question how the president handled sensitive secret papers. Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed Robert K. Herr, a veteran prosecutor and Trump appointee. History was made at the Oakland, California Unified School Board meeting on Wednesday as the members voted to keep several schools open. School board member Mike Hutchinson says he's been fighting to keep the schools open for 7 years.
It means a lot. We have a lot of folks who in Oakland carry a lot of scars and trauma from having had our schools closed, from having to live under this threat. And it just really represents a new day with a new board.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.